Thank you for the opportunity to speak on the Misuse of Drugs Cannabis Regulation Bill 2022, and to Gino and People for Profit for bringing forward this legislation. I fully support this bill to criminalise the possession of small amounts of cannabis for personal use. Treating the possession of this as an offence is nonsensical and frankly ridiculous, and I believe that the majority of the public would agree as well. Not only this, but the criminalisation of people who are in possession of a small amount of cannabis is a massive waste of Garda time, especially during what we are told is a Garda shortage. Reports over the last few months indicate that the declining Garda numbers have caused Garda to struggle to keep up with policing demands, including 999 calls. One Garda member told the Irish Times recently that although Garda had complained for years about a shortage of Garda vehicles, they now don't have enough Garda to drive the vehicles. It doesn't make sense when the Garda are forced to waste their time on the possession of cannabis for personal use, while at the same time struggling to keep up with emergency calls. It is also a complete waste of time for the courts, which are also struggling to deal with a backlog of thousands of court summonses. 70% of all drug offences were for personal possession in 2022, contributing massively to the clog-up of our justice system and to the straining Garda resources. It is clear that our priorities are completely wrong here and that our justice system is wasting its resources on people who are not causing any harm or danger. The Citizens' Assembly on Drugs has recommended the decriminalisation of certain drugs, including cannabis, as part of a move to look at drugs under a health-led approach as opposed to a criminal justice approach. I believe that the Citizens' Assembly wasted a major opportunity to draw on many important resources and international expertise, but still they came to this conclusion that cannabis should be decriminalised. So why then is the government dragging its heels on this? Why are we refusing to progress this bill today when all they're doing is stalling much needed reform? Research shows that drug-related deaths plummeted in Portugal following decriminalisation in 2001, remaining below 2001 levels and well below the current EU average. By not following up on the Citizens' Assembly recommendations, we are putting lives at risk and we are failing to act on the Citizens' Assembly set out to do in the first place to reform drugs policy in this country. Drug use is a reality of many people's lives across every community in Ireland. Pretending this isn't the case and continuing with the criminalisation of this is nonsensical and a serious step back. Reforming how we understand and respond to drug use should be a priority for us all. We cannot continue to stick our heads in the sand and pretend that we can continue to sustain the illegality of cannabis when it doesn't make sense. The reality is that this bill is very moderate. It really is a very small step forward, which is why it is so concerning that the government refuses to take this step. The Minister in her opening statement said that the government is committed to taking a health-led approach, while at the same time doing the opposite by stalling this very important bill and suggesting that the legislation is somehow premature. How can the decriminalisation of cannabis for personal use be premature when so many countries around the world and in Europe have not only decriminalised but have legalised the recreational use of cannabis? It is equally concerning that others in opposition have indicated that they would not vote in favour of decriminalisation of cannabis. Decriminalisation is an international best practice, and by voting against this legislation, you're going against international best practice and going against what actually makes sense, and makes sense in terms of freeing up scarce resources right across the country to work on where Garda resources can actually work on stuff that is of significance rather than just clogging up the courts with loads of offenders for use of drugs for personal use. Thank you.